All right. I haven't really thought about how to actually do the episode zero. I have like a string of questions that we could probably, I think, based on what we had talked about before.
Can I propose an idea?
Sure.
I would like to propose the concept that we are already about 3 minutes deep into episode zero, and we just go with this. Because we should have done this a long time ago, and we fucking didn't. So
yeah, that's true.
I think we just roll with it, because it is on brand. This is the intro. Welcome to the intro. This is episode zero. Thank you for joining us.
Episode zero of a podcast that we've literally been recording for 2 months now.
Yeah. Yeah, on makes brand. Sense. That's what I said. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're
yeah.
saying the same yeah. thing. We're just using different words.
Ugh. Yeah, I feel like so when we originally had talked about doing an episode zero, I think the big thing that came up was, well, I mean, I guess the first one is like, why are we doing this? Like, yeah. what's the point? Like, why are we interested in
why do doing we do anything, this? Phil? Why?
I mean,
all right, that's so a show.
Yeah, we did it. Wrapped
we
it.
We did it.
I'm trying to remember. Let's see.
I think that's part of it, though. Is one is to just like stave off the inevitable dementia that we all fear is coming for us.
Yeah.
You now have a thing that you can use to bridge a resume gap if you need it.
So that's true.
There's that for just sheerly pragmatic reasons.
I try not to think about that. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I feel like it's the combination of like, I mean, it keeps me doing something. And then the also like, I don't know, like I've spent like 10 years working in my last job, and I feel like I could really use a break, and talking with a good friend of mine about things that I like seems like the ideal way to spend that time.
Yeah, it definitely like forces us into a room in a way in which we otherwise struggle. So,
yeah. Yeah, and like something that we haven't, I mean, I feel like, shit, 10, is it now 12 years ago? Like, this is how we would spend most of our time, is like idly doing something that we're being marginally paid for, and then mostly just talking about the shit that we like.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of all I've ever done, really. The checks come from different places, but
generally just the the thing that keeps you there.
And I feel like games are so ubiquitous now too that it has lost some of the stigma of like, oh, you're talking about games. It's like, well, no, you're talking about a thing that a huge percentage of the population chooses to spend most of their free time on. That makes it significant.
Yeah, and entire economies aren't, like, there are people who are just employed talking about these things that we play in our idle time. It's much more, I mean, shit, like, there's a hit new television show on Amazon Prime about a game that is basically just nuclear fallout and golden oldies, and it's, like, rave reviews right now. We're mainstream now.
For quite a while now, I feel like,
for
better or worse, both most likely.
And I feel like the maybe kind of like the magic to all of this is that, at least for, you know, as long as I can remember, I feel like you and I just have incredibly different tastes when it comes to these things. Like we have like a Venn diagram overlap, but I don't know. I feel like, at least from what I've gathered from what you like playing and everything, like your tastes are very much not mine. Like you seek different things in games than I do.
Yeah. In kind of a weird way. Like those Venn diagrams cross pretty hard, but I don't know if I could put words to the intersection of them. Because like you said, we pull very different things out of them. Like you shouldn't play a RuneScape ever. Like that's probably not good for you. And I've been doing that on and off for 20 years now.
I remember I made an account somewhere.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, we did. Account. I forced you through one weekend. I forced the two of you through one weekend at at Mama Cahill's house. So,
yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, I have an account, I think. I think it is still associated with one of my email addresses that I have access to.
Almost certainly. I mean, I'm going to make you learn more than you would like to know about RuneScape before this is done. So.
Oh, I know. I've been girding myself.
Yeah, I love the resigned tone. That's exactly where you need to be in order to enjoy RuneScape. It's just resigned.
At this point, it's just content, right? You know, we can suffer through anything for a little bit.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I've only been doing it a little bit. Don't.
Yeah, a little.
Don't ask me to check.
Yeah. Listen, I won't ask you to check, and then you don't have to ask me my time on some of these games that we're talking about.
Okay.
Well, it's not close to 20 years on any of them, but it's still a little sad for the amount of time that has passed.
What are the games of yours we shouldn't talk about?
Oh my god. So this is the problem, right? Like, the problem is that the games of mine that we shouldn't talk about are the ones that we're going to talk about first.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the whole purpose of this show is like it's talking about all of the shit that isn't actually in the mainstream of the games. Like, the whole thing is like, oh, the codex entries from Mass Effect, I was the weirdo who was reading them. So like, I have this weird, like, I am a lore person. I like reading the lore. I like learning about the lore. And then I ultimately find like a funny, dumb thing and be like, hey, it's really silly that this exists. And now we have a podcast about it. But I feel like it's like, when I think about the seminal video games of my childhood, it is Mass Effect, it is Elder Scrolls Oblivion, and then like a little bit of Fallout, and then, you know, like the weird stuff that you could only get your hands on because you're a poor college kid, like, what was it, Hawks, that really bad Tom Clancy Airplane game?
Oh, Hawks with an X?
Yeah. Yep.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I played Superman 64 for a lot of hours, so I can't place judgment on anyone's anything ever.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah. I don't, one of the few cartridges that I have lost track of, I may have traded that in to get Rogue Squadron 3 on the GameCube. I'm not positive, though.
That's an upgrade, right? It's like, almost anything is an upgrade, but...
Yeah, I kind of wish I had it still, just, I mean, A, for this, and B, just for my own edification at this point. Because, like, I don't know. A lot of those old N64 games are bad. Some of them were bad because I was a stupid kid, and, like, it was asking for me to do something that I just wasn't capable of doing at the age of 7. And I know that's not one of those, but it would be nice to compare it to some of the games that are.
Yeah, I've recently watched a little bit of Superman 64, and that one just looks top to bottom bad.
Flying through those rings was like a bad time. Oh, I'm still bad about it.
Yep. It looks awful. No, thank you.
Yeah, one of the very few games that I ever owned and never played to completion as a child.
I would play several hours of RuneScape before touching that thing.
All right, RuneScape it is.
Yeah.
You heard it here first. You have committed.
Gross.
Don't do that. Don't play RuneScape. But you should play RuneScape. But seriously, don't.
I will try it. I will not play it.
Like, there's an argument to be made that a huge part of that game isn't even playing it. It's just existing here. But, like, to the Codex point, that game has the best codex of anything I've ever encountered ever, and it's not even close. Like, the wiki entries for that game are complete in a way that you don't see in other titles.
Yeah, I mean, even just going through the past couple episodes, like, the one of the ones is Anthem, and like, the granted, short-lived game, not loved by many, but like, oh boy, was it tough trying to find information about some things in that game without having to like boot it up and try to do it myself. And then you end up finding that some of it just doesn't exist because it didn't make it far enough. Like, when you got 20 plus years of game, there's bound to be some good entries there that you can plumb for.
Yeah, I think we've also self-selected an audience with RuneScape. Like, it takes a particular type of human to find enjoyment spending time in that game for any length of time.
Yeah, that's fair.
And it's the same kind of brain that enjoys wiki entries, I think.
Yeah.
And they're like, I mean, they're sourced back. Like, you'll find a link to a Jagex employee quoting the rate of some respawn on an item that no one cares about from 2006, and that'll be sourced to that Twitter account. Like, it is a complete knowledge bank as far as you can get for a game that's still in production. But that's like a huge part of enjoyment of that game, is just clicking through that wiki and learning about that huge world one tiny little piece at a time, which was kind of the hope to replicate here.
Yeah. Like that is like the impetus. The whole idea that you would be able to open up a wiki page and then just, I don't know, click 7 hot links and find yourself in such a weird place that you just kind of have to tell someone about it. So yeah, that is what Codex is. It is the fever dream of two people who just find something weird on the internet, specifically about a game they're enjoying or maybe not enjoying, but they found something interesting to say about it, and you just literally have to exercise it out into the world. Yeah, so that's, Gordon Hamburger, Codex. See you on the flip side. And if for some reason you made it this far into this whole thing.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, sorry, thank you, and I promise you it will get better. I promise you that we will try to make it better.
Yeah. That one.
That one. Yeah.
I'll sign on to that one.
All right. Well, happy listening, and I hope you enjoy it. This is us signing off. Hopefully we'll have a sign off next time.
Oh, God. We have to come for the sign off.